Welcome to Brewed Business, where we spill the tea and coffee on navigating life as small business owners. I'm Ronnie, your co-host and owner of My Country Story, here with my friend, fellow entrepreneur, and owner of Hip Finds Co., Shelby. And together, we're sharing real stories, practical tips, and the occasional laugh to help you thrive in retail and beyond. Whether you're a seasoned shop owner or just starting to brew your business dreams, we're here to inspire, educate, and connect with you. For our first episode back after the holiday season, we're doing a quick recap of the 2024 holiday season and diving into what we predict is brewing for small businesses in 2025. Grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's dive into today's episode.
Everything's so empty.
It doesn't look empty, though. It really doesn't.
Feels so empty. Jewelry, we just started redoing. Just ignore this Easter table in the middle of January.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Easter table is because I need product. I was like, cool, Christmas, and didn't plan. And was like, well, what do I have out back? And so this is the back side of the front table. It's not like anyone sees this walking in. It's not like I'm promoting Easter. It's just my catch-all.
It's all the floral stuff,
I've kind of skipped Valentine's Day at this moment. But I will fix that. My windows are still Christmas. But, yeah, so there's been, like, a lot of rotations in here.
Yeah. But then that's good. It's also the first of the year is, like, the clean out and the fresh start and all this
100%.
Stuff.
Everyone seems to understand, too. And I've checked the numbers from last year. It's about the same at this time of year. But it feels like there's more people out than a normal January. I'm like, okay. I should probably knock on wood right now.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your Christmas, Shelby?
It was good. It was busy. Yeah. It was good. Shop-wise, we planned accordingly, so we had more staff, which was huge. And it was just, like, working around the clock to get things replenished and just stocked all the time, because it was just a matter of things would move out. So it's a lot of one-of-a-kind. There's glassware. There's all kinds of people are hosting for the holidays. So it's, like, the go-busy time.
And it was a short season.
It was.
So I feel like it was, like, Thanksgiving. Everyone went home to see their families and was like, oh, shnikey. Christmas is happening in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yes. Because we were short a whole weekend the way it landed. So a lot of people thought that they had more time than they did. We were ready for the last minute shoppers. Because you already kind of know once you beat the online shopping or within the week span of online shoppers. Obviously, we're sending out packages in the back.
And this whole year had like 2024. Was a down year for everyone across the board that I've spoken to. Like, there's very few people that I've talked to that have said 2024 was a banger year. It was amazing. So I had planned very selectively on what I was bringing into the store and how much money I was going to spend on product and what I was going to make and what I wasn't, because I was really afraid to spend way more than what we were going to bring in, unknown of what the holiday season was going to do. All the trends were telling us everyone's shopping online, which we had a huge increase of online shoppers in our store, which I'm super grateful that we've updated our website over the last couple of years to have more product available. But one of the things was, it was like those last 2 weeks of right before Christmas, it was insane in here. So insane. And I looked at my numbers and we were down from last year in December, which is okay because we had a couple of staffing issues. I had some staff that was out for being sick. And so my numbers on staffing kind of balanced that a little bit. So I wasn't spending as much on payroll. I picked up some more hours than I normally do, which is insane to say because I'm always here. But even though it was a down year and a down holiday season, I still felt like it was really successful because I didn't end the season with a bunch of things just lying around. Like I feel very picked through right now, which makes me feel good. It means whatever I brought in feels like it was what people were looking for.
Yeah, it's like a good problem to have right now.
Yeah.
I feel like all year we're rallying really hard to feel the support. And then when the holidays come around and people just start coming in and you hear people tell a friend and then people are just more mindful about shopping small.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come shop small so we can go shop small in the community and support everybody. And it's just, you know the people.
that are in the community and all the faces behind the businesses. So it just feels extra nice around the holidays to feel that support. We work year round to give back and to support our community, spread the word, show them that we're here. We're real people behind the stores, behind the registers. Yeah,
we're not just a
even our staff store members, name. Right? Even our staff members know and look forward to seeing you come in the door. You see these people in the community, they're like, "Oh no, we got you." Mm-hmm. So as much as we love and try to like harbor that energy, I feel like it's even more powerful during the holiday season.
Well, and I don't know about you, but this year particularly, I feel like I definitely felt the rally of the other businesses in town. I had customers that were coming in saying, "Oh, so and so sent me your way because they were looking for something." I specifically remember this gentleman coming in and he was looking for heat packs. And I didn't have what he was looking for. I had heat packs, but I didn't have the size he was looking for. And I sent him down to Hip Finds. And he went and he got, I think, Parker Mountain heat packs from you. Because you guys sell Parker Mountain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he went. And he came back and bought more.
Oh,
he,
really?
He, like, came back after. And he was like, "Oh, yeah." And I was just so nice.
I checked it off my list, but then I'm also here to support and keep shopping.
And he had shopped before, too, but he must have been like, "Okay, well, I'm downtown, and this is working out for me. I'm finding what I need."
Yeah.
From multiple businesses, I was hearing people sending people from one shop to another, and it was just really nice. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, we strive to say is community over competition. But I truly saw it this December. If someone didn't have something, we were sending them to another shop or other shops were sending to us. It was just so heartwarming to see that. But I think that all starts with making sure you have a really strong retail and business community who are ready to support each other. You know, not just on those one big event days, but when
every
it
day.
Counts. Yeah, every day. And every day counts. So it's just, it was nice to see.
Even on like the social media pages, people, there's residents who reach out and they're like, "Where's a good place to get a facial?"
Mm-hmm.
This just happened this morning. So I just happened to know two business owners that I have personally had their services provided for, and I love them, and I can rep for them and know 100% that my word of mouth might help their business.
Yep.
I love them. I love what they do. I'm so glad that they're passionate about what they're doing and that they're so good at what they do. So I have no problem.
Yeah.
It's literally networking, but you just don't know. It's the power of...
Well, and tagging people when you see something on those community pages. So Gallivant Global Eatery, which is right across from us, she went all out this year on her Christmas decorations.
It looks so awesome.
So good. And I kept seeing people posting saying, "I really want to feel the holidays. Yeah. Where can I go?"
Yeah.
I tagged her and then
you
I
and
saw.
You and I were both, yeah, anyone. There was like even Portsmouth, the city next to us, like a football's throw away. People are like, "Where can I go? I don't even, you know, even if it's not in the heart of Portsmouth and the Seacoast, where else?" It's like, there's so many hidden gems
that you don't know about
our city.
You have to share with everybody. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't hurt my business to promote another business at all. It just drives more people into our downtown area. And she was doing such a great job that I felt like people needed to see it. I was blown away when I walked in there right before Christmas, being like, the walls were wrapping papered. There was like ornaments everywhere. The front of her shop looked great. The Mexican restaurant next door, Cinco's, had this beautiful snowmen painted on their window by a local artist. You could just see it. And yeah, it wasn't like that all over downtown, but there's definitely pockets within the community where you could see that holiday vibe and be like, I want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's share it.
Yeah. Or if I'm looking for a restaurant that also has an additional room to host and gather, and then you just don't know. Gallivant has a wonderful space below them underneath the restaurant itself. So it's like, if you have an event,
you can go there.
But somebody might not know that. You're just helping them spread the word.
Well, there's a couple doors down from me is Garrison Beer Works. And they have, since COVID, have completely expanded. It's amazing in there. But pre-COVID, I had my son. And I don't think anyone would have realized it, but I had my baby shower there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good idea.
It was amazing. So just because I couldn't drink doesn't mean everyone else couldn't drink.
Right.
But they let us have the space before they opened for the day. We had a baby shower in there. We had food. We had the beer that was there. It was great. But you don't know unless you ask. So it's definitely worth it to check out all these little businesses. And you might not realize that they have these capabilities. And I mean, for 2025, experiential, like really immersive experiences is what I'm seeing people want.
Yeah.
Like we started our classes up again. People want to get out and do something. Mm-hmm. When they're going shopping, they want to have an experience. People aren't just walking into stores anymore just to walk into stores. They're going in because it's either a vibe that they want to feel or there's an event going on that they want to attend. And I think that's where retail is headed, is making sure it's immersive. You know, you really need to plan for 2025 to make memorable in-store experiences, because online is your huge competitor right now. You know, you've got the big A that is really creating a monopoly out of online shopping.
I love how you refer to it, the big A.
I don't want to say
that
name.
It really is. It really is.
But e-commerce is where it's at. If you don't have people in your shop, you need to show them what you have in your shop, whether it's posting on Facebook and Instagram or making reels and letting them see. You can't expect people to just know what's in your shop. I was talking to somebody over the holidays and they were saying, I've got all these beautiful glass ornaments and they sold so well in the past for the shop that had, so there was a shop next door that had closed and so they took on the account. And they're like, they're not selling. I went onto their Facebook and their website, nowhere to be found on their website, nowhere to be found that they posted. I saw one post like 3 months before that they had posted saying they got the ornaments in. Okay, well, follow up. Take close-up pictures of each one. I mean, I take pretty close-up pictures, but even you have told me in the past, like, you got to zoom in a little more. Yep. And it's like, oh, yeah, I do. You know, you have to show people. You have to put it in their face. And if you're not doing that, you cannot assume they know what you have in your shop.
No. And then the same thing goes, they have to see products several times. You see something once and you're like, maybe. But then you're like, I'll think about it. Well, guess what? That ad is popping up every other time you open your phone. You have to see something. I think they said that the brain has to see something at least 6 to 12 times before you're sold. So us as retailers, we think we're bombarding or we're overbearing or we're overposting or we're oversharing. And really it's the opposite.
Oh, completely.
It's like you keep going. You just keep going. If you have a new product, if you have something, a program or something you're excited about that you're selling, it's sell, sell, sell. Don't feel like that was the first thing I learned. You're never going to annoy anybody. There's so many people, they have their work, they have their commute, they have to stop and get gas, they have groceries, they have their kiddos, they have everything in life going on. So you sharing a product maybe a few times on your platform between algorithms, life, everything else in general, you're not oversharing.
No, and that was one of the things for years I kept saying, I am not going to email blast people. I'm going to annoy people. I think that's so stupid. And in the last year, we have increased our email blasts like 4, 5, 6-fold. I am constantly sending out emails letting people know what classes we have coming up, then doing separate ones to remind people what's in the baby room, what do we have seasonally, what new artists we have, what artists are bringing in. And I cannot kid you how many people came in and said, I saw this on an email and that's why I came in. Or they or I send the email out and 10 minutes later I'm getting an order come through for something that was on that email and it blows me away every time. So for the holiday classes that we had going on, I sent out an email just on a whim. I was like, all right, well, here's all the classes. 15 minutes later, one of the classes was sold out.
Really?
I was blown away. I had to call the artist and be like, so do you want to like put another class in?
You're like, this is because, going so well.
Because it's full. And it just made my heart so full to know, like, I just had to take a leap of faith and try this. I'm not irritating people. When Dover had the downtown free parking for the holidays, on the community pages, people are like, oh, I didn't see it. Oh, I didn't see it. I sent out an email. I had two people come in and say, thank you for sharing that. I didn't know about the free parking, but I saw it in your email, and that was so helpful.
Oh, yes. Because at the same time, the social media and the algorithms can also mm-hmm. block you from knowing and informing. So if we yeah. had the, like, we had an event page for this. We had all the small business owners use their own platforms to advertise this event also. So that is interesting mm-hmm. to see. Being in the email is one mm-hmm. step closer to them.
Well, and I don't know about you with email, but for me, I'll go through, and if I don't want to read it, I'll just delete it. So right. if I'm sending 5 emails in a week, that's 5 opportunities for them to open it. They might not open it every time, but also they have the opportunity to just delete it or unsubscribe. And I will say having the right subject line is key to getting them to open it and then actually see if it makes any sense for them. I've had such a good success rate with increasing our email, with making sure that we're posting more on our social media, even if it's, especially during the holidays, 2-3 times a day of mm-hmm. a new picture, which I know seems like a lot, but I have much product in here. You have to show them what's in here. And then making sure that the website's just up to date. I have a lot of unique product, but anything I can put on definitely is helpful. So what are your predictions for 2025? I mean, I can show you all the things that I'm kind of seeing online, but what do you predict for 2025? What do you think people are going to be looking for?
Same stuff as they have been. I mean, I think they want unique stuff. They want to support local artists.
I will say curated local artists.
Yes, yes.
I think we're out of the small craft fair phase. Oh, I think we're because 2020 brought so much creative into the retail atmosphere. There's a higher quality. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. People are still looking for handmade, but they're looking for quality
yep.
handmade.
And they're willing to pay for it too. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those things.
Which is hard for someone like me, who is a frugal shopper, mm-hmm. to say, what price point should I expect my customers to pay and what are they willing to pay mm-hmm. for good quality?
Yeah. Yep. And then as a maker, you also know how there's a fine line between like hobby crafting mm-hmm. and something that a product that is able to put in a shop that's for resale.
Yeah.
You have to get have a little fine tooth comb for curating, and then just things that we're just not oversaturating. So things that other retailers do not have products. So staying true to the makers or the small brands that you already carry.
Yes.
So that's important to me because we're small, supporting small.
So I have a story for you.
Yeah.
So I had one of my artists come in and we were chit-chatting and she was like, I found this artist and they're amazing and they do these really pretty drawn stickers and cards. And I was like, okay, I'll check her out. Because she's like, oh, well, I couldn't find her in any shop, but the shop that was like 3 hours away. I'm like, okay. So I reached out to the artist to check her out. And it said she was an 8-legged octopus around the corner. I was like, well, I'm not going to carry her.
Oh,
I was like, but she's so, but she was so cool. But now I can tell that artist, look where you can go.
Go
but
over there.
But it makes sense to reach out and say, are there other shops in my area 100%. Carrying? Because mm-hmm. you don't want to double, triple dip. Mm-hmm. And I've had it where other shops downtown have started to carry lines that I carry. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to carry that line anymore.
Right.
Because then my store doesn't have those unique products.
Right. Right. And then I also like staples of certain things. So mm-hmm. I want people to know, okay, if they're coming, there's going to be body products. Yeah. There's going to be candles, home, you know, scents.
And you've got a really great perfume area too.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm getting requests to expand that as well. So there's, and that's the other thing about the holidays is you get feedback. Mm-hmm. And then you see what's moving in bulk and what's, quicker. And then you also get the people who are coming in who are falling in love with certain products. So then they're like, okay, same maker, but do they have a scent that's like this? So then that's kind of fun. It's kind of like the treasure hunting versus like, oh, I got you. Let's curate something specific. That and just natural-based products. People are adding up all of the equations. People are getting sick. There's just a lot of immunity issues, health issues rising where I feel like 2025, 2026, natural-based products are going to be where it's at.
So
whether it's household cleaners, body products, candles, whatever, we are in our homes that should be, we're going to be way more mindful.
I completely agree. I think there's definitely going to be a rise that you'll see. There has been a rise of, quote, eco products, but I think you're right about, like, the natural, no dyes, mm-hmm. or less perfumey, unnatural oils, where people are going to reach for, like, more essential oils, natural-based products, things that are made locally that aren't just made in some factory where they put additives into it. I think you're right. I think we're going to see that for 2025.
My whole goal is to focus on, like, just slowing down a little bit, just between personal, business, and all of the above. So my goal is just to not streamline, but then also just be super mindful and then focus on slower living. So I want people to come into my shop and be like, take a big breath, and it's just a little bit slower pace, mm-hmm. because everything around, I feel like the Tasmanian devil around the holidays, and just everything, and just multiple business in general, and being a mom and doing all this stuff, and just life, where I'm like, that's my goal, is to systemize and make things simple, less overwhelming.
I mean, I'm
easier listening. Said than done.
I'm listening to you say this going, Shelby, are you really?
Did you take a look at your plate?
Because when you walked in here today, you were looking through your phone, and I'm like, she's already busy.
Yeah.
She's already got a lot on her plate.
And you don't even know half of it.
No, I'm I think that is a great goal for 2025. Mm-hmm. I'm on board with trying to figure out a better work-life balance, and finding ways to streamline business practices so that you can actually enjoy yourself and then help your customers fulfill that vibe as well.
Yes.
Because if you're not, they're seeing you going woo, 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 which I'm constantly like zip-zapping around the store. And I agree, there's a strong need right now to reduce stress levels and just find a calm within the storm.
Yeah, the balancing act. I joke with my husband, I'm like, it's like DMX or some crazy song playing in the background, but you're like, it's go time, let's do this. So it's like you're on like adrenaline, lack of sleep. You're like, yeah, let's get this done. Where after you can breathe after, you know, the first of the year, which is funny too. Because even the way the calendar works, so you had, we had one less weekend in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but then we had Hanukkah, which started later.
On Christmas. It started on Christmas Day. Was it Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
End of day on Christmas Day. So then that gave everybody, I feel like it separated the holidays at least a little bit, but then also gave a little bit more. That's why I feel like January, even heading into January, is a little bit busier because people thought that they had more time than they did. So they did not. They ran out of time. But then you also have the catch up of like work parties, the family parties, or I didn't see so and so, my other side of the family, so we'll see them in two weeks.
Yep.
Type of thing. So everybody's schedule is a little bit different.
I'm like, a January birthday.
We have two Christmas Eve birthdays actually in our family. My cousin and my uncle share the same day. But a lot of birthday stuff. So even January hits where it's like just when you're like, oh, there's gonna be this big lull of activity. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. So like you're already planning. We're looking ahead to February. Mm-hmm. We're looking ahead to spring months.
Yep. I know, don't judge me. Right now I have a table with bunnies
on
it.
But we have...
it's January.
But then you have Mother's Day. You have, like, spring. People then aren't, like... They're out of the hibernation. And I feel like last year, because of the pandemic and the sickness and COVID, and everybody was afraid to come out, but then just had no energy. Yeah. So I feel like this year we have a little bit more energy still rallying, which feels really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we had a run for our money for the year prior, so I feel like this was nice. And then I feel like every year, you're part of the community. You're literally putting your roots down. So I still feel like a newbie in this town. People are like, this is my go-to for gifts, or you get the feedback of
you are not a newbie in town anymore.
No, I still feel like it. I'm coming up on, like, almost five years in
you crack
as a business
me up because
owner, as a brick and mortar store.
You are such a cornerstone staple, I feel like, especially right where you guys are now. It's such a good spot, and people come to you guys.
But you'll also be surprised that people will be like, I had no idea you guys were here.
So I hear that a lot too.
Yeah.
My favorite is when people come in and they're like, oh, did you just open? And I'm like, I just celebrated 6 years in December. Right. Yeah, right. And I'm sitting here going, well, I know I'm here. But what happens is a lot of people who actually live in our city don't come downtown. Mm-hmm. So we have to find a way to make them want to come downtown, right, to stop going to the big box stores that are around us. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's a little intimidating to come into a small shop, because you can go into Target, you can go into Walmart, you can go into Marshall's, TJ Maxx, and you know what to expect every time. Mm-hmm. Because they're all the same. They're cookie cutter shops. Mm-hmm. But when you come into a downtown, it's unknown. And the unknown can be scary. So that's where your windows come into play to make them inviting. That's where working with your community comes in, or having events that really are out there for social media so people can get a look inside your shop. Reels are a pain in the butt to make, mm-hmm, but they are so important for people to know what to expect when they walk into your shop.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I traveled, I think it was like 2 hours to go see this shop last year because of her social media.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I need to be in here.
Mm-hmm. You're dropping the breadcrumbs, yes, for them to follow, which is important.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
I think 2025 is going to be a year where you have to be online and have a strong presence to bring people into your shop, mm-hmm, so that you can be successful and give them a good experience.
Mm-hmm. And then just letting them in. So one of my, I said this last year as a goal too, but was to put my face out on social media more. You do a great job of it because you can see your personality shine so easily through that, where you're like, I'm going in there. Like, she's cool. She's funny. They have great stuff anyway. So you're not intimidated. You're like, I'm going to love her. She's going to be right when I go in there.
I laugh when people walk in and they're like, oh my gosh, you're Ronnie. And I'm like, who are you?
Who are you? Yeah. You're a celebrity and you don't even know it.
I have no idea that people know who I am. I always think nobody knows who I am.
Yeah, no.
We're going to get your face more on social media this year.
One of the goals. I think of the people who own the restaurant. I don't think of the food first. I think of the people and the families that you're supporting. We're real people. We have families. We love to be in this community. We love to support this community. It's a nice feeling, too. Yeah.
All right, well, we are going to break off for today because I have so many ideas I want to share with Shelby for the upcoming year. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We'll get back on posting on there for 2025. And follow us on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio.